Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good evening. Listen, everybody, the fun has already started on At Home with Victoria. Folks are inside the chat room acting crazy. Steve is with us. Stacey McQueen is with us. Everybody is with us. And this is basically a continuation of the show that we did last week with Steve Zimmerman. He's the creator and the director of Pretty. So I want to say before we get started, I just go and I check my Facebook status, and I see this great picture of Steve and Stacey. They're in Hawaii. They're basically, I don't know if it's a margarita or what kind of drink, and then the caption on the picture says something to the effect that we're ready for our interview. Absolutely funny. Let me go ahead and get my entertainment co-host on the line so we can get this conversation started. Michael, hi, are you with us?
Hi, darling. How are you? You look fantastic. And they're drinking Mai Tais.
Is that what they're drinking?
Those are Mai Tais, if I'm not mistaken. This is
going to
be a great show.
I know. I basically have that feeling that it's going to be a great show. Before we bring Stacey and Steve on, I just want to thank everybody. I just checked a few of my numbers, and Michael, we've reached about 15,000 people that listen to our show. So I wanted to give a quick, isn't that great? Yeah,
that's
quick
fantastic.
To say thank you. Well, anyway, let's get the main people on so we can get this conversation started and see if they are with us so far. We're trying to get Steve and Stacey. Are you there?
Michael owes us money, Stacey.
So much money.
He owes you money.
I owe you love.
15,000 people?
15,000? 15,000? Honey, find your sugar daddy. He's the one with your money.
Your sugar daddy, right.
You have 15,000 people?
Excuse me? Oh, 15,000 people, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, 15,000 people, yeah, I think that's great. So listen, what are the two of you doing in Hawaii? Are you on vacation?
Well, listen, here's what happened. I looked at everything that happened with season two, and I decided to take my favorite cast member and best friend to Hawaii.
That's not what happened. What happened is fate is a very weird thing, and this is how best friends we know we're meant to be. My husband's working on a movie called Battleship,
mm-hmm.
and he's here for 5 weeks. And his big birthday is next week, so I flew in to be here for his big birthday. But it just happened that Steve had already planned a trip here on the same island in a hotel that's like 10 minutes away.
Are you serious?
Great mind.
What are the freaking odds? He had no idea that Steve was going to be here. He booked his reservations way in advance. And then Steve said he was going to be in Oahu. And I said, well, where and what side? And it just worked out that we have to, and it was perfect because my husband's working all the time, so it's just me and Steve.
Yay.
Fantastic.
And you guys are probably drinking and having a lot of fun. I can tell.
We're Mormon, so that is not happening.
There are. It looks like it's really shady. It's so shady.
We did order us some Mai Tai room service, and this is actually probably one of my first Mai Tais, and I will say thumbs up to it.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with a Mai Tai.
All right, so how are you guys doing?
Yes, we are,
I am very, very well. So like I said, I was so happy and thrilled to see that we're up to 15,000 people that listen to the show, and also, you know, we're on iTunes. And I'm up to about 5,000 or 6,000 people on iTunes on a daily basis who download the show. And speaking of that, so speaking of your show, Steve, the first time you guys were on last week, just to let you know, you got on iTunes close to 2,000 downloads. So that means 2,000 people downloaded you onto their MP3 or their iPhone or whatever it is that they have you, that they like you that much.
At $9.99 a download.
I like that. And that money can go to keeping the show on the air, right?
We got wigs to buy.
We got wigs to buy. I have new curse words to teach D. Freeman.
Oh, my God. I love me some D, but I'm telling you, my eyes were so wide and my mouth was, I was like, oh, my God.
right? She might be listening.
Dee definitely has a potty mouth, and I told Dee when she was on, she made history on At Home with Victoria because Michael literally had to put a disclaimer on my show, and I have never, since I've been on the air, have ever had to have a disclaimer. So she made history with a disclaimer.
I put one on for tonight's show, too, just in case anybody got wild and woolly. So feel free to D it up if you need to.
Well, D cussed enough for all of us. And she's so awesome. And isn't she one of the funniest women you've ever seen, I have to say?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Talented beyond. Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think she was channeling Rabina for the show. It's a pleasure.
Well, listen, speaking of Rabina, Steve, I hate to do this to you, but we've got a lot of people that are listening this week to the show that didn't listen last week. So give all of our new listeners sort of a quick synopsis of Pretty, and then we can talk a little bit to Stacey about sort of her role in it and what her thoughts are about the show.
I'd be happy to do that. Pretty is the story of Michael Champagne. He's a proud pageant dad, and his one wish is to see his 5-year-old daughter Annette win the Miss Star Eyes pageant. And the twist is that his 5-year-old daughter Annette, who's sitting next to me, is played by a 35-year-old woman. And she's smiling big. She loves when I say she's 35. Every actress in Hollywood is 35, okay? Just, I don't know if you knew this or not.
Actually, I was giving you the female because I'm younger than 35.
Lohan, 35, Julia Roberts, 35. No, we had really a fun time. It's basically Toddlers and Tiaras meets The Office, and you can take a look at it at prettytheseries.com. You can hit the episodes guide. We have tons of things on here. We have the original 5 episodes. The trailer is up from the first season. The blooper reel is up. The behind-the-scenes piece. And now our brand-new teaser for season 2 is up. And we're getting excited. We're working right now on the trailer, which we're hoping to have up for everybody by October 1st. And I'm going to turn it over to Stacey McQueen because I yapped enough last week. If you have anything for me, I want you to say banana butt, and I'll know you're talking to me.
Banana
okay,
butt.
Banana
written
butt.
Down. Absolutely.
And everybody, listen, if you're listening right now, go to Victoria's blog page because I'm in the chat room, and I'm answering any question you ask me, especially if it's inappropriate about Stacey McQueen. And here she is.
Beautiful.
Wow.
God, he's doing my job.
Wow.
Stacey McQueen, I just want to say how much I very, very much love, 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 love Annette Champagne. The character you play is fantastic. What was, when you first read it, I know that you said, I'm Annette, right? But did you get pictures in your head of what this would all look like, what this would end up being? Because the way you portray it is true brilliance, I just have to say.
Aw, thank you, Michael. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
You know, it's funny because Steve and I have been, as you know, best friends forever, BFF. And we did a show called The King and I Know What You Did last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had originally offered me a bigger role. But there was the part of a 5-year-old Asian retarded kid, and I'm like, could I do that role instead? I had a few lines that come out, because it was a blend of I Know What You Did Last Summer and The King and I, so
mm-hmm.
It was kind of musical and spoofy, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I kind of stole the show with my... with my retarded Asian, and I know I'm mentally handicapped. That's more PC, sorry. Anyway, so I think, guess what her name was? Her name was Annette. And so I think Steve always has had it in the, and in the parties we would sometimes do inappropriate kid talk and stuff. So I think it was always in the back of his head, to do that. So I kind of didn't have to, like, think how I was going to do it because I've already
mm-hmm.
doing it with him for years. Oh,
right.
Wait.
Hey.
We are talking to you from my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, speaking about beds, I hate to cut you off here, but I'm looking at your IMDb database, and I'd like to ask you about your 1997 film, Breast Men, where you played a very pivotal role in that film.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, what's funny about my whole thing is that you can't My last name, McQueen, I've changed my name many times. So my I am DB thing is not, it's not showing all the stuff that I've done. But, yes, I did do breastmen. I was one of the few women in the movie that didn't actually show her breasts. And since I have no career. But other than that, yeah, I didn't. It wasn't every woman in Hollywood, I think, is in that movie.
Yeah. Criminal Minds, 2006.
Not cut out. Ooh. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. Oh, here it says uncredited. I'm so sorry. Yes, you're right. Oh.
Yes.
Drag.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny about that. I went in and, well, when I read the part, I called my friend who was actually casting for it, and I said, this part's going to be cut. Because I'm a writer, and I said, this doesn't play any part in the show. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, just come in and audition. And so I went in and I got the part, and then I was a poisoner's wife, which I'm fascinated by poisoners, so I was excited about that. But it's just, it was a lame-o, no way. I still got to shoot the scenes and got to work with Mandy Patinkin and Shamar Moore. And, but so when they called and said, oh, we cut the scene, I was like, whatever, I know.
Right.
Money today.
And your alternate name is Stacy Cortez.
Yes, my real name is Stacy Cortez, but I got
sick
of watching.
Oh.
And people kept coming in and when I go to auditions and stuff and say, you don't look Mexican. Or they say, you don't look Mexican enough. And I'd go in for Maria's and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, no. But I changed it to McQueen.
Oh, very good.
And that's my name because that was when I went through my little feminist
You weren't such a feminist in Craft in a Cocktail, which I love, The Craft Whore I love, Seeking Shangri-La, your blog. Those are what really turned me on to you, and I just needed to know more about you. I mean, talk about effective stalking. I mean, Craft in a Cocktail cracks me up to this day. I love the one with you and your mom and making the plum, I think it was the plum wine, making lanterns. Have you, how's mom doing?
Mom's doing good. She still lives in that trailer, and I'm going to go visit her in October, and maybe we'll make another Craft and a Cocktail. That plum wine was disgusting, that's not an act. My mom is, she's like a pioneer. That's what she's like, I'm like a pioneer.
She's a maverick.
She is a maverick, and if she could just have, like, a bucket and one change of clothes, and she'd be a happy clam.
She's my kind of lady. Love her.
Well, Stacey, I have a question for you, the news lady here. When Steve came to you and said, hey, this is the idea, this is what we're going to do, I'm sure you were very excited to also have your other fellow cast members to be in the series with you as well. Talk a little bit about what it's like working with Terry and John and the whole group.
I have to say Terry Simmons is actually the whole cast. Terry Simmons, Sam, Michael, Dee. What?
I'm whispering their names to her.
I know their names. They really, you know, from the day, you know, the way he is, he writes for people. So I knew, you know, except for Sam Pancake, I knew everybody who was going to be in it, and I was like, yes, yes, yes. I love me, Terry. I'm at my very best and my very happiest around Terry, and we sit together when we're not shooting and laugh. Everybody's super talent, and if someone said, okay, for the rest of your career, you're going to just work with this group of people, I'd be the happiest person on the planet, because honestly, they're really nice and wonderful, and I don't have a bad thing to say about any of them, except that, no, I'm just kidding. it's a little family, and, you know, they keep me laughing, and they're all... I couldn't tell you who's the best one because I think each one plays the role so perfectly. I can't imagine, you know, like when Steve sells it to HBO and recasts us all with big stars.
So what's
it
like when the season wraps up? So what is it like when the season wraps up and then you guys go your separate ways? I'm sure it's just sort of this feeling of just you just truly, you know, really miss each other.
It's horrible. It's just really horrible because part of you is exhausted and because, you know, we're, you know, kind of a – even though Steve treats it like a high-budget thing, and I'm telling you, it is – it's like a machine, a well-oiled machine. Steve's an amazing mm-hmm. director. He never
wow.
loses – and I'm not being funny. He really is – I mean, and I'm not just because he's my best friend. He really
right.
is one of the greatest directors I've ever worked with. He's got great ideas. He never gets – you know, no matter how, you know, we got to get a shot by the sun's going down, it can get tense because there's a lot of work to do in one day. So when it's over, I was so exhausted, and then I got really depressed because you do think, because it's a web series, nothing may come from it. You know, that might be it. That might be the last time I work with this great group of people. Twice I had, like, almost out-of-body experiences where I just stood in the middle when we were at this location, at the White Chapel, and I just sat there going, if someone would just pay me to do this every day, I couldn't, they're just, with this group of people,
mm-hmm.
my dreams would have come true, you know, because
it's
a great
yeah,
part, funny, and makes people happy. What else is there, you know?
Right.
Plus,
you know,
right. From your lips to God's ears, absolutely. And you know what? There's no way it can happen just because I don't really believe that. I mean, I find you guys hilarious. I don't think you guys are stupid at all. But you got to be spiritual enough to understand what doing that show does and having that kind of letdown after it's done. It will be something. I'm just telling you as your favorite fan. And quite frankly, it is just very good. I just have to point that out, fan or not. I mean, just pointing out the obvious. It's just well done, well written, well acted, well shot, well edited. I'm just saying that for the first and last time because I just don't want to brag too hard because you all get fucking swelled heads. So.
Well, you know what? Listen, I think Terry, let me see. I think Terry is on the line because I know I see 818 in the queue. So let's see. Hey, Terry?
And Terry on the line.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, is that you? Let's try this.
Yeah.
Terry,
could that be
are you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi.
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 Terry. Hi, Steve and Stacey. How's Hawaii?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's
aww. I'm so sorry. You probably get lots of sun and water. That's really a pisser.
Actually, I do have a cold and my foot hurts and I can't walk. That's why Steve had to come to my hotel room.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel better about you being there then.
Well, Terry, yeah. Let me ask. Well, first of all, I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show At Home with Victoria. And Stacey just basically got finished talking about how just what a wonderful time that that she has shooting with the entire cast. So what is it like for you? And, you know, when you guys are done shooting, is it kind of like a bit big sort of let down because you all have to say goodbye to each other?
It's very much so. And by the way, I had to listen to Stacey, blah, 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 talking about how much fun she had with everybody. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it really is. It's really tough. And like Stacey's saying, like, we get together, we're in the corner laughing, and then they're like, Steve says, you know, you're on. And we're all together all the time watching every scene that's shot. And Steve will be, I don't know how many times he said, okay, let's go again. Everyone behind me, don't laugh this time. Because we can't help watching each other and hanging out. And honestly, it's the best cast and crew I've ever worked with, I think. And I do. I miss them immediately.
Wow.
It's tough.
And apparently you don't make mistakes because I didn't see you in the blooper reel at all. Apparently.
Oh, I made up for that this season.
Oh.
I probably have my own reel this season.
Yes, you'll see a lot of Terry in the blooper reel this time, but that's a good thing. Actually, we had the most fun, Terry and I. There's a very special moment where you might actually get a glimpse of me in a cameo if you keep your eye peeled, and I got
mm-hmm.
to do it with Terry, and we did take after take after take, and we both kept laughing over and over and over.
I know. It's so much fun. I'm having to bite my tongue right now. I want to tell you so bad, but it's so much fun. When you see it, you're just going to die.
Well, Terry, you're also the pageant coordinator, Parker Kensington Parker, and, you know, a bit of an easy lady when it comes to trying to get things that you need or people trying to get things they need from you. Well, it was lovely to have sex in the bathroom in season one. I mean, that's totally what happens.
Parker's just a girl who uses what she's got to get what she needs.
And she certainly does, and does it very well.
Yeah, she has a lot of sex because it's just something she does well.
You know what I like to ask you? When in season one, where you went ahead and were describing the rates for entrance when they
yeah.
were coming in and stuff like that, do you happen to remember exactly what that was?
I believe it was something like $2,500 entry fee, $500 application fee. You have to pay your own way. You have to pay for your own hotel room, your own wardrobe and food, but you win $1,000.
And gift certificates from Olive Garden. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. That was a really, really genius thing that Steve did. I don't know if you know the story or if he's told you this before, but he had a little extra time at the end of that season. They were cutting and putting it together, and he goes, I know what. And those were two separate things never meant to be put together. And he pulled them together. He pieced it together just to take up some time, and it ended up being hilarious.
Improvised a couple of those lines.
Yeah, they improvised all of that, and that really is a lot of credit to both Terry and Sam, because when we finish a scene, so if we do the confessionals, and then we do all this improv-ing, and I throw character questions, I throw actor questions at them, and they both did it, and it's exactly what she said, is that we were short in that episode, and I needed another 20 seconds, and I went back in, and I found that moment, I went, oh my God, this is so funny, and I was going to play it where Sam tells it all, and then Terry tells it all. And then I said to my editor, I said, what if we intercut it? And we intercut it, and it's actually one of my favorite things, and it's not something I've written. It's a huge credit to Ms. Simmons,
Aww.
And Terry,
well,
I really wish you were in Hawaii, but you're not. Okay, keep going. You're all doing great.
Whatever.
Thank you, Banana. Hey, are we waiting for one other? Are we waiting for one other person to call in, Michael?
Yeah, we're waiting for John Carosa to call in. He's going to call in on 818.
Okay, wait. I actually think he may be in the queue now, so let's see if I can get John. Hi, John. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey. I'm here with my husband / producing partner, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. And Doug was also the production designer on Pretty. And we've been sitting here listening to Stacey McQueen blow her own horn.
No kidding.
It's delightful.
Wow.
Well. She also said wonderful things about you guys too.
No, we adore Stacey. We adore the whole cast. Doug and I are those producers that basically let the production be filmed primarily in our house. And I couldn't be happier to have that cast and crew running around my house breaking things. I mean, you know, doing a good job on Pretty.
Oh, so you live at 537?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
I'm still there, actually. I never left. I'm sitting right here with them. It's great.
I don't know if I should be insulted or flattered that my house could double for that family's house, but you know, I'll take it.
Actually, I'll give away a production
That's
secret.
Funny. That is absolutely funny. So listen, okay, I have a question because this is one thing that I completely love. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's a television reporter because we were talking about makeup and all this other stuff. So who's responsible for doing the makeup? Because I'm telling you, whoever is, they do a fabulous job. Talk about the whole makeup.
Who wants to take that?
Anybody?
Well,
somebody?
Well, let me say that Ricky Flores did for season one. He did my makeup, and he's awesome. And then season two, it has been James and Brenda. And I was going to say their assistant's name, but I forgot. But both James and Brenda, both amazing, too. We've been really, really lucky. I don't mean to toot my own horn.
But, you know, I will tell you something that's kind of surreal is working on a project where you basically have to hire makeup people to turn 5- and 6-year-old girls into, how can I say this delicately, streetwalkers. That was a little weird to have all these children coming in and being made up to look like kind of what you see on – you know, shows about child beauty pageants and look completely different than when they walked in. So we definitely had a lot of makeup talent on this, on both series.
And, you know, speaking of that, something that when Dee was on last week that she talked about, because, you know, I've watched the show Toddler and Tiaras and all that stuff, but it, that show is kind of creepy to me, and I basically watch it because in television news, you know, we're supposed to know a little bit about every single thing. But so how do any of you feel about the actual show, that actual show itself? Because sometimes I think a lot of those kids and their parents, to me personally, just go way overboard in terms of the costumes, in terms of the makeup. I mean, I think there's like a fine line between sort of what's appropriate versus what's not appropriate. So, and also in the sense of your show, you know, your show in that sense is very, very timely in that, you know, we sort of in America are really fascinated with these pageants. And I think a lot of it happened, at least from my recollection, was when, what's the little girl named JonBenet Ramsey? Remember when she was murdered? And they still don't know who killed her. So anybody talk about their thoughts on that whole thing?
Well, I remember the first time I saw the show, you know, in my mind I had a feeling it was going to be kind of what it was, but I wasn't prepared for how over the top it is, just in terms of being blatant self-parody. I mean, you know, you go into it going, oh yeah, it's probably going to be all these mothers who are doing this stuff to their kids who are basically living dolls because they couldn't live that kind of life. But that's the thought that just, you're just bombarded with it for the entire hour that a show like that is on. I'm dying to go to one of the pageants for real. I'm just going to sneak in with dark glasses and a trench coat and be that creepy guy sitting in the back that's really not connected with any kid. But I've got to see this in person. We did our best to recreate it. But I'm really looking forward to traveling into the Deep South and seeing one of these for real.
That's scary. I'm from the Deep South, and all I can think about when I watch is I act like those little girls, my mother would have tanned my hide.
I know, right?
No way. Yeah. I couldn't have gotten away with any of that.
Yeah.
You'd have been hit with a size 7 wedgie.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And you know, something that's also interesting to me is that, you know, this sort of whole pageant talk, and because, like who would have ever known what a flipper was? Like, I never knew, like, that they have names for this stuff. A flipper is, you know, when they put the get the teeth made for the girls and they put the teeth inside of their mouth because, you know, kids growing up at that age, they're losing teeth and all sorts of things. But, you know, just that whole thing about getting flippers and this and that, it's just completely, it's just a total different world, you know?
It's completely and utterly just flabbergasted because they're sexualizing these young girls at an age that's it shouldn't even be a thought in their head what they look like or what their weight is or what their teeth look like. And it's so damaging. I mean, it's damaging for girls that are 18 or 20 to be in competition for the way you look. It's you know, the thing that's really bad about the acting world is that you've got all these people walking around feeling hatred towards their bodies and their faces because they're constantly comparing themselves and they're not living up to and you know, it's real. I don't want to speak my own horn, John, but I feel that Annette has really kind of given me back my body because, you know, I was an actress and then I stopped being an actress and playing a toddler, basically. You can be a little chubby, and you can not be. And I am heavier than probably any actress in Hollywood, and I have to say it's been great because I'm like, hey, I'm a toddler. I'm supposed to have a toddler body. I think that any mother that puts their kid through that is just setting up their daughter for eating disorders and self-hatred. So, you know.
Yeah.
I've got a question for Rosa.
John.
Sorry?
John and Doug, this is Michael Kay. How are you?
Hey,
how are you?
I am very happy and relieved to know that you were not mugged at gunpoint.
Oh, was that insane? Oh, my God.
Wait. You have to go back and tell the news lady this story. What happened? Are you kidding me?
I get this email from Doug saying, help.
Did you get it through Facebook or did you get it from Yahoo?
I got it from Facebook.
Okay. I got it from Yahoo.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it from Facebook. So I go ahead and I say, well, what do you need? And then he goes into a private thread. So we're talking back and forth, and he says, send it to this address and stuff. I says, will $10,000 be enough? Ha, 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 lovely. And then he actually goes into the thing that he's been held up by gunpoint in London. Doug has a leg wound, and they're at the embassy, but no one's listening to them. And so I'm writing back saying, contact your credit cards, explain what happened, and they'll go ahead and issue something. Everything will be fine. I got really concerned, so I emailed the entire friggin' cast. thinking that Steve was in Hawaii, so I'm emailing him at 4 o'clock. I actually sent him a phone message. Got everybody into one thread saying, "Oh my God, this is what happened," and I don't know what to do.
Shame
and then,
on you guys to make Michael go through that. Too crazy.
No, his thing was hacked in too.
My two email addresses and my Facebook page were hacked on Friday at 3 a.m. And that's when the phone call started. My nephew called saying, "Are you in London?" And I'm like, "No, I'm asleep." So I spent my entire day Friday trying to do like spin control on the situation. And I'm still finding out things that the guy did. It's really scary how it's like identity theft. You know, someone can get one of your passwords and little by little change all your passwords to what they want and get control of all your online accounts. It's scary.
Yes, we've learned all about password security in the last couple of days.
Oh, wow. Here's one of the exact emails. It says, "Hello, I'm sorry for this urgent email. I am so distraught due to the situation of things right now. I came out to London for a short vacation, and I was mugged at gunpoint last night at the park of the hotel where I stayed at. All cash, credit cards, and cell phones were stolen off of me. I am even owning the hotel here, and the hotel manager won't let me leave until I settle the hotel bills, so now I'm freaked out. I have limited access to emails for now. Please, I need you to lend me money so I can make arrangements and return. Back in full panic now. The police only asked me to write a statement about the incident and directed me to the embassy. I have spoken to the embassy, but they are not responding to the matter effectively.
It
I need
sounds
you to loan
so,
me cash."
So serious and true.
Absolutely. That's why I was freaked out.
But if you notice, some of the punctuation is really poor and some of the spelling.
See, that's why people were kind of torn because they know Doug doesn't usually know how to use big words like that nor spell them. Yet the punctuation errors kind of, it was like, well, no, it could be him. He doesn't really know how to use a comma either, so.
Well, we're glad
that
you're safe anyway.
Well, anyway, we're glad you're safe. Michael, you were about to ask them a question before I cut you off to explain that.
That was my question. I'm thinking right now it's 8:32. Let's go to a giveaway, if you wouldn't mind. Our giveaway. Linda will put up our address, our Yahoo address, in the chat room, and I'm going to go ahead and do a first giveaway for two of the very pretty coffee mugs. They're made out of something that holds coffee, and they're quite lovely to look at. If one is dirty, you can use the other one, or you can enjoy a coffee with a friend. However, the question for the two coffee mugs are, what job did Parker Kensington Parker used to have before her role as, what was her role?
Pageant director.
Pageant director, absolutely. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
go ahead and email that to the
Michael,
address. And
Michael, say it again, though, without the jokes. Everybody can get it. Say it one more time.
All right. What job did Parker Kensington Parker used to have before she became pageant director of the Little Miss Star Eyes pageant?
Well, we have a question here in Hawaii. We have two questions. One, can we answer? And two, okay, something's happened and our ATM accounts have been locked and we can't get any more Mai Tais. I
think you're all money for Mai Tais.
Yes to both.
You guys need more money for Mai Tais, don't you? That's what you want it for.
We need these money, and Victoria, we're counting on you.
Well, you know what? The most that I can do is always get a camera crew for you and get your picture and stuff on the evening newscast and get my friends to do a story on you. That's the most I can do.
If we've learned one thing about Stacey McQueen and her role as Annette, she's not afraid to do whatever it takes to get noticed. And if you need her to stand on the balcony and lift up her shirt or whatever, we'll do it for the good of the show.
I just don't want to toot my own horn.
Oh, my God. That's four.
So listen, guys, we've got about 8 minutes left. So I want to just end by each one of you telling us sort of what upcoming projects that each one of you are going to be working on. So we'll start with Terry and then Stacy, and then we'll kind of go down the line. So what are you working on now or soon to be?
This is Terry. I have my own show that I wrote and put up. It's a theater show, one-woman show, called You Can't Get There From Here. And I morph into several different characters throughout Texas and my leaving Texas. And I'm bringing that back to the stage sometime within the next 2 months.
And where's the location of that if people want more information? Can they find you on Google and all that good stuff?
Yeah, they can Google me anytime. Facebook, it'll be on Facebook. It'll be all over the place. Yeah, and IMDb, I'll have it posted everywhere.
Okay, great. Stacey, what about you?
Well, first I'd like to say I have seen Terry, one of her one-woman shows, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So if you get a chance to see one of her shows, you will be a lucky bastard.
Thanks, Stacey.
You're welcome, Terry. I'm putting together a podcast, a live show with one of my partners, Alicia Brandt, and it's called Clam Bake. Kevin Smith has opened up the Smod Castle on Santa Monica Boulevard, and he does his podcast from there. And we are the only females he's letting in the Smod Castle. So it's going to be a female-oriented,
ooh,
funny, naughty show.
Fantastic.
And we'll be able to get that information on Facebook when you're doing that as well.
Or you can go to clambakeshow.com.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Donna,
right,
Doug, what are you working up besides pretty and stuff? What's Velvet Candy doing?
Well, our company, Velvet Candy Entertainment, has two feature films coming up. One is called The Mikado Project, which had its world premiere a couple of months ago, and it's going to screen next in Washington, D.C., I believe.
In October.
You have to make sure that we connect because, you know, I'm in Washington, D.C., so if you need some press or whatever I can do to help you, I'm here, okay? Don't forget me.
Right,
I'm here
cool.
to help.
And thank you. And our second feature is something called QWERTY, which among its cast features Sam Pancake in a role that will surprise you.
Yeah.
Very different part. He's not Michael Champagne in QWERTY. He's a
heterosexual
pervert, I guess
you
might say. He's extremely funny in it. And what was that, Steve? I thought I heard Steve say something. Did we lose you?
You were like, you rock, John. You rock.
Apparently you're rocking,
John. Yeah, we're trying to get our out there, and we're pretty good too.
And did we mention that Pretty is going to be screening all five episodes at the Long Beach Q Festival in October, on October 10th, I believe?
Yep, that's Saturday.
No, we mentioned it last week, but we didn't talk about that this week. So it's October the 10th?
Yeah, and one of our short features called Rubdown will also be screening that day. So Velvet Candy will be owning the afternoon.
Uh-huh, we're going to be in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will make sure, Michael and I, that we'll collect all the information from each one of you and what you're doing and post all of that on my site here for Blog Talk Radio, because a lot of times, although the show is over, people are constantly, you know, sort of coming to the side and checking things out, so that information will always be there. So, you know, I think it'll be great just to have it there, especially what's going to be taking place in October, the screening of Pretty. I think that is awesome.
Cool. Thank you.
Let's finish up with the last giveaway. I have a whole bunch of stuff here that I want to go ahead and get out of my house and send to some lucky listeners. So let's do the last final giveaway for all the shebang. I've got two thermal coffee mugs. I've got a girl's medium T-shirt, men's large, a pair of boxers. I have a lovely green men's large T-shirt and a wall clock with the Pretty logo on it as well. So if you want to go ahead and take care of that, check in the chat box. Linda will go ahead and put up the link again. And the question for that one is, who is Annette Champagne named after? Once again, the question for that is, who is Annette Champagne named after? You'll find that in season one of Pretty. Once again, Steve, everybody, I love you guys so very much. The web series you can find on www.prettytheseries.com or check them out on Facebook. Victoria, I love these guys.
I know you do. Well, of course, because you love them, that means that I just simply adore them and love them,
you
too.
You have to, yes.
So
that's the rule.
All of you guys, thank you so much for being with us. And again, if there's ever anything that I can do to help you out, you know where to find me, especially, Doug, what you guys have coming up in D.C. I know all of D.C., and if there's anything I can do, whether it's you need to get on the local media, the different affiliates to kind of promote it and talk about it, you just hit me up, and I'll make that happen for you.
We will. Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you guys, too. And I love McQueen's
right, Park. Thank you. I want to thank all of you guys for taking the time to call in and to be with us this evening. Michael, what an absolutely wonderful group.
I know. I love Terry. I love Annette. I love Steve. I love John. I love Doug. I'm so thankful they're safe. I was freaked out. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I haven't had my coffee, and shit happens. But
right. No.
Yeah,
well,
I love them.
And the thing is that now that I think about it, I kind of remember. I don't know if it was either Stacy or Steve who said something about on your Facebook page, thanks for kind of rallying and getting everybody together because you thought something was wrong. And it just kind of went by me. But I can imagine that can be scary because just you reading that to me, it did really sound like it was legit as opposed to looking at it like I think it was Doug who said that the punctuation or grammar or something was really bad.
Oh, I know, and I'm glad that actually John went ahead and emailed me privately saying, forget it, they're fine, everybody's fine. In other words, so it was just one of those things that freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, no, I completely understand. So,
where
again,
were you last night?
I guess I should mention this. So I had to speak at the Women in Film and Video conference in D.C. It was a roundtable discussion. I had a great time. We talked about traditional television news, me being a news anchor versus the sort of new social media, me having my own show now. So it was a great, great discussion. You had folks there from public relations, had people there, women that are interested in film and doing movies and all of that good stuff. So it's
good.
A really, really big organization in D.C. And, in fact, they're going to be on the show to talk a little bit about it and how people can join as well. So, in fact, they would be like one of the organizations that would be great for me to hook Doug up with John when they have their thing in October. So I hope they do take me up on that because I can certainly help them out.
Absolutely.
With a lot of contacts in D.C., yeah.
Absolutely. And Steve Silverman, you are my favorite. You will always be my favorite. He's typing in the chat room here. I just have to go ahead and clear my name. He is the son of Jamie Summers and Steve Austin. We're very, very close, and Steve Silverman will always be my favorite. I can't stick my nose any further up. So there we go.
Steve,
finish gushing, Steve.
Steve just says in the chat room, he goes, Michael, calm down. You're gushing.
You're making a fool out of yourself.
You're making a fool out of yourself.
Well,
know,
that's
Steve,
what you do.
Steve, you know what? I think if you look behind you and you see somebody, it's Michael. I think he's going to start stalking you. So at least you'll know that's who it is.
I'm your shadow.
Anyway, Michael, thank you so much. And
Victoria.
We're back on the air again on Thursday. But everybody, don't forget to check out Pretty, www.prettytheseries.com, and just take a look at all the episodes and learn more about some of your favorite characters on there. Michael, I will chat with you soon, and thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you, darling. Love having it here.
And as always, I want to thank everybody for being with us. I want to thank Steve for taking the time. I want to thank Stacy. I want to thank Terry. I want to thank Doug. I want to thank John. I want to thank Michael. All of you were great, and I'm sure we'll get plenty, plenty of downloads on this show. And for all of you that are listening and visiting also inside the chat room that are guests, thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. Have a great evening, and I guess I'll be headed over to Facebook. Good night.